Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. We might be a little behind the times here with turkey leftovers, but if your house is like mine, there was a bunch of it. You can't just make a little bit of stuffing or a little bit of mashed potatoes. It's a pot of all of that stuff. And so we have a lot of leftovers.
Yeah, and your leftovers are never proportional either.
Right.
You know, you might have a ton of turkey, no stuffing.
Yeah, right.
Or no cranberries.
Right. Yep.
But you don't have to use any of these in this first one. And this is an easy. I'm turning into my dad. My right. dad hated leftovers.
I'm not a big fan either. But before we dive into a recipe, I did a little research about how long you can leave leftovers in the fridge. Okay? And this is important. But you can store them in there up to 4 or 5 days. So if you're listening today, you're right on the edge.
Is this turkey?
Right? Yeah, right. Thanksgiving dinner. All of it. Thanksgiving dinner. But I think the key to this is don't reheat the whole container.
Right.
You reheat by the serving, or if you know there's two or three of you there, just enough of what you're going to eat, because that second and third reheat is no good for you, right? And, you know, the food container is important because you probably want to keep a lid on things to keep moisture in. And the last thing I would say is that over time, things lose flavor, and I don't know why that is, but you aren't, it's
COVID.
Never,
it's COVID.
Right, yeah, but it's maybe your ability to taste it, right? But it's never as good the 3 or 4 days later. Some things are better the next day, but most of them, the longer it goes, the worse it gets.
Not so, baked Alaska, I'll right. guarantee you that.
Right, and then the other thing is if you've got a vac sealer, one of those that takes all the air out of the bag and then it seals it, those are a great tool to use for preserving food, either in the refrigerator or
yes.
the freezer, because
yes.
that air will degrade the food, and if there's no air on it, it'll stay consistent with the way it was cooked.
And I'll give you this little tip from the kitchen. Before you even put your food in it, take a felt tip and write what's on it the date.
Yep.
And then after you vac seal it, you're not trying to write on a lumpy brisket or something.
Yeah, and you
like
can't
that.
Read your own writing, which
right.
is
right.
part of my problem anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it.
No,
yeah.
And if you're going to do that, they sell these food grade bags that you can sous vide in.
Yep.
If you have a sous vide machine, buy those, because it's a wonderful way to heat up. Talk about a way to heat up leftovers. Oh my goodness. You bought me that sous vide and I kind of laughed when you bought it, and I use it all the time.
Yeah. So
it was so anti-grill.
Right. You know, yeah. Right.
I felt like you clipped my man card or
no,
something.
No, but you grill. If let's go down this bunny trail. I knew this was going to happen. The sous vide machine, sous vide literally means cooked in water. Okay. But the food is not in water. It's in a plastic bag and it's immersed in water. And the beautiful thing about it is, let me tell you about a T-bone steak that's sous vide. People are like, what? You're going to boil a steak? No, you're not going to boil it. Okay, I want my steak medium rare at 130 degrees internal temperature. So this sous vide machine heats up and circulates water in a pot. You vac seal that steak, drop it in that pot, set that sous vide on 130 degrees. It needs to be in there a couple hours to get the steak all the way through, but the steak's not going to get any warmer than 130 degrees because that's the temperature of the water. And it circulates it around.
Then you can take it off and sear it on something.
That's exactly right. Put it on your grill. Now you just put some marks on it, get your grill smoking hot, put some marks on it both sides. You got a medium rare steak, and you didn't do anything but go tss, tss on your grill.
Do you actually do that?
Yes, I have.
I know you have.
Right.
Do you actually do it?
Yes. Yes, I do it once in a while. But what I...
What are you trying to achieve?
Here's the circumstance. Here's the circumstance.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when we're going to eat. I got people coming over all afternoon to sit by the pool, right? And I don't want to cook for 40 minutes at the grill.
Are you telling me you put your sous vide machine in the pool?
Nope, because that's too warm. But I got a big turkey. I got a big turkey pot, and I'll vac seal. Now it's important to vac seal the steaks individually, not
oh,
in
yeah.
a pack.
Oh yeah,
you got to do them individually. But you throw them in there. And if you want to eat in an hour, you want to eat in 3 hours, you're not hurting that steak any because it's not getting above the set temperature, in my case, 130 degrees. You take them all out when you're done, sear them up, and boom, you're in 5 minutes, everybody's eating steak. And it's just a better way. That's a rabbit trail or a steak trail that we just went down. Sorry about that.
I'm writing that down. I like that.
Yeah. And the little machine there is they're easy. They're not expensive. And Inova, I-N-O-V-A is the brand that we have.
Right. You put them hot in there?
No.
No,
it's
cold.
It's back sealed. And see, the concept is, thanks for asking,
it's like
Conrad,
a Ziploc.
Right. Yeah. It's shrunk
wrap.
No,
I understand that.
But you put it in the water, and the steak is cold. And the water heats up to 130, and it just circulates?
The water heats up to whatever temperature you dial in the sous vide machine to give you.
Right.
So it'll keep the water at, 150. Like if I'm doing, if I'm warming up brisket, because I bring them out of the freezer and they're sous vide already, they're cryovac, I throw them in a tub with my sous vide machine. I set the temperature at 170. It doesn't matter when I take it out.
Right. Because it'll never get above that temperature. Because the water is that temperature. It's immersed in the water. It'll never get warmer than the water.
Why have I never heard of this?
Well, it's a technique of cooking that restaurants do all the time.
Yeah,
because
it's
you can prep a bunch of food and then bring it back up to the perfect temperature because the water won't overheat it.
It's pronounced sous vide.
Right.
Yeah.
It's V-I-D-E.
Well, I've heard of, vacuuming, you're to save stuff or whatever, but I never heard of the whole water thing. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's a tool you got to have.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. But I got to tell you, Conrad, I actually tried your stuffing waffle press
already
routine. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I had stuffing left over.
Sure.
What a phenomenal idea.
You like
that?
It
was so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't really eat bread, but I love stuffing.
Oh, right. So you did the sandwich?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turkey sandwich, cranberry, and a little horsey mayo.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Wow.
And then on the side, I had some of Famous Dave's pickles. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Those sweet hot ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Costco, $5.99.
There you go.
Giant jar.
Right.
I love Costco.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do a little show plan.
Okay.
We're going to talk about turkey enchiladas.
Yeah, if you got some leftovers, it's Saturday morning. It was Thursday afternoon. You probably still got some of this stuff in your fridge,
right? Oh, yeah. Unless you went to somebody's house and they didn't give you any.
They'll send you some, maybe.
So, anyway, I told you I was turning into my father and don't really care for leftovers so much. And Conrad's given us the finger, so it's almost time to go. Anyway,
well, we can talk about your dad. Sure,
yeah,
why not?
No, that's okay. Why now? So I do anything to get turkey not to taste like turkey after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could like barf at the smell of it. It's just, I don't want it. It's too much. It is. Like, I used to make turkey soup. I can't eat it. Because I don't know, it's all psychological.
I think you might be an outlier on that one because there's some good leftover turkey.
I understand
recipes.
That. I just can't really go down there. So when we come back, we'll talk about a way to make turkey taste not like turkey.
All right. So, and I think what I'm going to do is wet your whistle with a little shepherd's pie, turkey shepherd's pie, in a cast iron skillet. Such a cool presentation. And it's something that you can put a lot of different ingredients in. So
you didn't say Dutch oven.
I did not. I'm going to do it in a skillet because I want to brown the top of those potatoes in the oven. But anyway, you list the grilling, guys. Stick with us. Gobble till you wobble. We'll be right back.